The Institute for Women's Policy Research found if earnings continue to change at the same rate as they did between 1959 and 2015, Wisconsin's wage gap won't close for another 50 years. Senior research associate Julie Anderson says in order for the wage gap to close sooner, employers need to be more transparent about what they're paying each gender and race.
Right now, companies aren't required to report that data, so people may not even know that they are not receiving what they consider fair compensation for a job that another employee is doing.
Ed Lump is president and CEO of the Wisconsin Restaurant Association. He says he doesn't believe there's a wage gap in the restaurant industry. He also says gender is not included in national wage surveys, so it can't be known if discrimination is happening for sure. Avery Brookins, Wisconsin Public Radio.